You may have noticed since March of last year, the southern tip of Roosevelt Island in the East River has been getting a new look, but the plan for this look is an old one. The island is finally having a memorial built for its namesake, a project that was developed nearly 40 years ago. WNYC asked Sarah Reynolds to check it out.
The best view of this work in progress is from the highest point on the Roosevelt Island tram, if you can get a spot on the south side. Looking down towards the tip of the island, there's a mountain of excavated dirt on 4 acres of parkland. And just past that, at the very tip of the plot, an open-air plaza with 12-foot-high granite walls is emerging. If you catch a glimpse at high tide, it looks like it's floating in the water.
There's this constant change that happens.
Architect Gina Polaris says this is what's so powerful about the design.
I refer to it almost as an Alice in Wonderland because sometimes it feels very, very big and sometimes it feels very small.
Polaris is the executive director of the Franklin D. Roosevelt Four Freedoms Park project. She's been working with Louis Kahn's design for this park for several years, but watching it rise from the blueprints has been a revelation.
From certain vantage points, these enormous 36-ton blocks almost appear to be just flat plains. And to be able to take a 36-ton block of granite and make it disappear is just phenomenal.
The memorial's designer, Louis Kahn, referred to this part of the design as the room. And that's what it feels like when you're in it. Where there are now cranes and tractors, there will soon be a memorial park, a long and elevated grassy center lined with trees and granite pathways that will lead towards the room and an enlarged bronze head of President Roosevelt.
Hot out here again, but at least there's a breeze.
No breeze.
I feel it. You feel it more at the southern end.
Valera greets the workers as we walk through the construction site with boots and hard hats. More than 200 people are employed on this project, from builders to riggers. One of them is Paul Burns, a seasoned stone setter.
The stones are very heavy. See, probably the biggest and heaviest stones that I've ever done. I've been in the business for going on 40 years. So it's unique and it's special.
Granite is heavy, but it's also fragile, so each granite block in the room had to be placed with precision, 1 inch apart, as Kahn's design dictates. When you're standing in the room, these 1-inch gaps appear to be slits in the stone. But if you face one directly, you can see through to Queens, the Pepsi-Cola sign, and maybe a boat passing by. Move just one step to the left or right, and the small gap is dwarfed by the size of the blocks and seems to disappear. This memorial will be one of just a handful of Kahn creations in the world, and New York's first. Paul Goldberger is the architecture critic for The New Yorker and a professor of design at the New School. He sums it up.
He was like a baseball player who rarely goes up to bat but hits a home run almost all the time. I mean, that was Kahn.
Goldberger also wrote Kahn's obituary for The New York Times after he died suddenly of a heart attack in Penn Station in 1974, just after finishing the park design.
He was a kind of architect philosopher or architect poet, if you will, who created not a large number of buildings, but a disproportionately large number of the most important buildings of the second half of the 20th century.
Louis Kahn is known for his ability to create a sense of place in his work. He used time as a recipe in his designs by creating grand focal points, considering how light would enter and how a person would move through the space. Goldberger says Kahn was architecting an experience, not just a building.
You know, Kahn, he used to say the sun never knew how great it was until it hit the side of a building. His buildings were not just simply objects. They were places to be experienced, and you have to be willing to stop and think to get that. You know, these were stop and smell the roses buildings.
So why would the joining of this revered architect and notable president take so long to be realized? As part of an urban renewal in the 1960s, the former welfare island got a new name, Roosevelt Island. And in 1973, New York Mayor John Lindsay announced the city would build a memorial to honor the president for which it was named. Louis Kahn was commissioned to design it, and he finished the designs just before his death. With New York City in the midst of economic trouble, the completed plans for the memorial were shelved, and it was never built. William Van Den Heuvel was there when the project was announced in 1973 and felt an obligation to keep fighting for it. He later founded the Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute and now chairs the Four Freedoms Park, LLC, the group that's leading the project.
It is an appropriate time to be inspired. I think as the people of New York become more aware of it,
that it will inspire, I hope, a lot of young people to be involved in civic affairs and to understand that we, as Americans together, have to build our nation and rebuild it after each generation. And you'll not find words better than those uttered by Franklin Roosevelt as President of the United States to remind us who we are and what we can be.
In the future days which we seek to make secure, we look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms.
The park is in fact named for this State of the Union speech in 1941, just before the U.S. entered World War II.
The first is freedom of speech and expression.
FDR mentions four freedoms: of speech and expression, of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear, all of which became part of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Roosevelt's memorial will face that iconic building across the East River in Manhattan. Gina Polera says, though Roosevelt's tenure was decades ago, the timing for the memorial couldn't be better.
When I first started in the project office, people said to me, why build this? Roosevelt's dead. Who cares? There's a moment, there's a reason why this project has been delayed. And in fact, now it is so critical to remember all that Roosevelt did to pull us through the Great Depression as we go through our own economic calamity today.
And the price tag for all this? $50 million. The city's pitched in, and so has the state. And according to William Vandenhoevel, chairman of the Endeavor, over 60% of the project has been funded by private donations. Four Freedoms Park sees the memorial as an opportunity to teach people about the FDR legacy. So they plan to launch a digital resource when the park opens in the fall of 2012. Visitors will be able to access the history of the Roosevelt years as they walk through with a smartphone, something Louis Kahn could only have imagined as he drew the blueprints for the design in the 1970s. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Reynolds.